Have you checked out the Big Podcast with Shaq here at Podcast One? Yeah, we talk basketball, but we're a lot more than just sports.
I met this fabulous lady. She's had to be in her 70s, knew everything about me, knew everything about sports. And the last thing she says, I love your podcast. And
wow. I'm like,
thank you very much. Oh, but I hate that John Kincaid.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. Listen free to the Big Podcast with Shaq exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Hey, Buzzer.
Hey, Buzzer.
Hey, Buzzer.
Hey, Buzzer. Get it on, man.
Hey, Buzzer.
That's Dr. Drew over there. His board's everybody didn't. What's going on, man?
You know, speaking of addiction medicine specialist, it's so interesting going to these medical conferences and listening to them on tapes and whatnot or online.
Oh, yeah.
But listen. Where they have to change the nomenclature every 10 years. Like, I was doing some what are called MKSAPs, which are these board reviews, a way of keeping up your medical education requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And they just changed the name of a seizure. This used to be called fictitious seizure. Now it's non-epileptic, I don't know, something seizure. And it's like zero reason why they change it. It's just a new generation comes in, has to rub their stink on things. And so they start changing names.
Well, let's drill down.
Yeah.
First off, that talk can be very divisive, Drew. LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. You can download Pluto TV and all your favorite devices as well. ButcherBox.com, promo code ADS, and BrickHouse, ADS.com, promo code ADS. We'll tell you more about that.
I had a professor who said skeletal instead of skeletal. So not only did I screw with the words, I screw with the pronunciations.
Well, I've always been interested, and you and I have brought this up on the air more than once. I never really knew what was going on. It was sort of like there was a preliminary stage of this where say we're in Germany in 1937 and folks were going around going, we just want to find out how many Jews are in each house just to for our records. Right. And I'd be the guy going, oh, okay. I don't know why. You need to know, but certainly – can't harm anything.
Right.
I used to think that way about all the fucking control of the language. I used to say it all the time when we do a love line. People, you know, I'd go, well, you're a victim of rape. Yeah, rape survivor. Rape survivor. And I was like, okay, all right. Rape survivor, victim of rape survivor. And we do the seeing impaired. Are you blind? Seeing impaired. It was a favorite. It was a way. And at the time, it was a little confusing. And it was a lot of, you know, Carnegie Hall, Carnegie. You know, it was like a lot of, well, it's called Carnegie Hall. Yep, it's Andrew Carnegie. But isn't there a place named after him? Yeah, that's Carnegie Hall. We're talking about Andrew Carnegie. The thing that's funny is it all started on the left. It's like NPR with a grant from the Carnegie Foundation and blah, blah. I was like, okay, there's a Carnegie Hall and then there's Carnegie. But it's the same guy.
Yeah.
And I started noticing about how everyone was pronouncing. Then I noticed it was an academic thing. Then I noticed everyone on the academic was sort of going hard left. So now it becomes sort of left and academic. Then I noticed it was a way – I noticed it for my grandmother. The constant correction of people is a way to sort of impose your will.
Right.
It's a way to control the dialogue, control the argument.
And it's an opportunity for outrage if you misspeak.
Right. So there's
you get it going and coming. I get to stop things, control, and exert my will. And should you misspeak, I get the currency of outrage.
Right. Then there is a way to do it in such a way, which is if you say – Hobby Lobby does not buy birth control pills for their employees, but they do not prevent their employees from purchasing their own birth control pills, and they provide other forms of birth control for their employees. you go, okay, sounds, I don't know, I guess that's their prerogative, or sounds reasonable, or maybe you don't have to work for them if you want free birth control pills. But if you then announce Hobby Lobby's going to deny access to women's reproductive rights,
mm-hmm.
well, now that's grounds for outrage,
because mm-hmm.
that's an outrageous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hobby Lobby's denying them access to birth control pills. So when you word it a certain way, then you can be outraged. Mm-hmm. If you word it another way, then you can go, well, that seems fair. So the wording then will control the outcome in the argument. So again, I put my hand on your shoulder. If you want to call it assault, we got to then assault. If you assault somebody, we need to do something with you.
Yeah.
If you put your hand on someone's shoulder, or Jim Acosta puts his hand on somebody's forearm, then we don't need to do anything with you. So the wording is pretty interesting, and the wording will then drive the behavior. Mm-hmm. So whoever controls the verbiage controls the narrative and then kind of controls the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are protecting your border because you're a sovereign state, then that's fine. If you're ripping children from the arms of their mothers, throwing them in cages and hitting them with tear gas, then that makes you evil.
Mm-hmm.
So it all is in how it's described. And much like the cop showing up at the door after the call was in for the domestic argument or the domestic call, he's looking at the woman and he's asking, what happened? And he's asking the man, what happened? And she is going to give a version that is much different than his version because they both have different agendas.
Mm-hmm.
So as the cop, which I would argue is you and I, and we're just trying to make heads and tails of this, you can go, all right, give me your version, miss, ma'am. Give me your version, sir. But unfortunately, we're going to have to dig a little deeper, because if we just get the version of her version and then put the cuffs on the guy and arrest him, that might not be the truth. We're going to have to use some other senses. And my thing is, she said she went into the bedroom and laid down and took a nap, and unprovoked, he dove on top of her and started savagely beating her. Okay, that sounds like he might need to be arrested. But let me check. I don't see any marks on your face. Do you sleep on your back? Yes. How is it you're able to sleep on your back? He jumped on you and savagely beat you, but yet they're completely unmarked. Now, I'm not saying I'm not taking you to jail yet, but I do need to paint a picture here and look at it. I can't simply, this notion of, hey, a bunch of women and children have come to our country to start a better life, and we fired tear canisters at their heads. Yeah, that feels like not productive. Also feels like not exactly where the truth may lie. This gentle giant over there in Ferguson, he had his hands up. He's running away from the cop. The guy just gunned him down in the back, cold-blooded. Okay. But I'd like to hear some other information before I burn the city down, because there's some bad cops out there, but I don't know. I don't know a lot of cops that would gun people down with their hands up in the air, running the other direction. That sounds very unprofessional to me. So let me hear some more information before we set the Walmart on fire. So we're going to have to start doing that, which is, why does it behoove us to rip kids out of their mother's arms and throw them in cages? Wouldn't that make us evil? And then when did we start this, and why did we start it, and how does this work? And it's all in the language, and it's all in the description. Now, the problem with the news, both ways. You can go the Jim Acosta route, or you can go the, I can't think of the Trump, oh God, what was his name, on the floor of the RNC.
Lewandowski.
Yeah, Lewandowski put his arm on the shoulder, whatever, assaulted a woman. See, by the way, this is the problem when you're the little boy who cried assault. Now it's going to come back at you. Now someone's going to accuse one of yours for assaulting one of theirs.
When the guillotines come out, it consumes everybody.
Right.
It eventually, the people that first pull the guillotines out, look at the French Revolution. Then the next group gets up on the guillotine, and then the next group gets up on the guillotine. It's just constant. It eats itself.
Right. I have found a truth. I found a super truthful way. Tell me first.
I'll tell you about Pluto TV before you about the truth, because you need to hear about this. It's the leading free streaming television service, and you can download their app right now while I'm speaking. And by the time I finish, you'll be watching hundreds of television channels, thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. When you'll notice, when you go to the App Store and you download the app, they do not ask you for a credit card. They don't even ask you to sign up, and you're watching for free instantly. Easy, completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. Again, it's for free. You should not be waiting. You should have already downloaded it, or you should be downloading it right now. If you do so, you will never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today or right now, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere else you stream. Don't forget Corolla Channel, the chassis channel, number 501. But download that app and look immediately, open it up, and you'll see you get this amazing menu of services and televisions and movies, and it's high quality. It's awesome. It is PlutoTV.com. It's Pluto TV. Download the app, Pluto TV.
Would you guys like to know how to get to the truth?
Yes.
When I've been doing this for a while.
What, trying to find the truth?
No.
Talking on microphones?
No.
No.
This technique.
Okay.
It works for kids. It works for dumb people, and sometimes works for dishonest people.
Okay.
People do this thing where they go, this guy just comes in, he's ranting and raving, he calls me an asshole, goes to the next room and slams the door. And then you go, why? And they go, no reason, because he's a fucking lunatic. And you go,
well, then he needs to be in a hospital.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I always go,
yeah.
If I spoke to him, what would he say?
Right.
So then they start to go like, well, I did block his car in with my car, and I had done it a couple days in a row or something. And I go, but and then they go, okay, well, now that's something I could see. Maybe he was upset because you block him in. And we're starting to get, mm-hmm. What would he say? Mm-hmm. What would he say if I asked him, did you just come in and start screaming for no reason? Then they start giving you little clues.
Sure.
You know, so if you said, so these ICE agents or these Border Patrol guys just firing tear gas canisters into crowds of women and children for no reason. What if I talked to one of those guys? Would his answer be, there was a peaceful protest going on, mainly comprised of women and young children, and I decided to fire a few tear gas canisters at their heads?
Right.
Or might he tell us another story? And right or wrong, what would that story be? And then the people go, well, the group was kind of coming at him, and there may have been a few more guys in it.
Could be her and by he, the gas, too.
Someone threw a rock, and maybe he felt threatened.
Maybe she.
Or maybe she felt threatened. But then they'll go, that's still no reason. And I'll go, okay, maybe it isn't. But at least we've gone from willy-nilly doing this to some form of protection or self-defense or something. We're getting at it a little bit. I don't know why news people don't want to ask questions. But it's a good, whether you're dealing with kids, news people, or liars, it's a good idea to sort of ask their version, or what if that person was sitting right here? What if that human being that you just talked about ranting and raving came into the house, or the Border Patrol, or whomever, and I asked them straight out, why did you do this? What do you think they might say? And they usually give you an answer.
Yeah.
Which means they know there's something going.
Yeah.
Something.
I'm expressing sort of, I'm sort of deflated by all this, because it reminds me of this conversation I keep having with my radio partner about words. And people will not get off their version of words even when there are – it's open for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had this conversation multiple times about the word nationalism. I think I brought it up with you before. We had it today where I just said, well, nationalism let's look it up. Let's look at what nationalism essentially says, putting national priorities ahead of personal priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found a definition somewhere on Webster's, you know, Merriam-Webster edition that said essentially it's chauvinism about your country and insisting your country is better than all others. She found one definition of that. She goes, that's what I don't like about this. That's why I can't stand national. That's why nationalism is so dangerous. I said, well, that's a connotation in one definition. Yeah, but that's what I can't like. I go, yeah, but it doesn't just mean that. It has other meanings that you have to be open to how people are using these words. Just because you have one connotation that you cling to doesn't mean that's the connotation that everyone is using. Oh, yes, it does. It's a dog whistle. It's a dog whistle to white supremacists. It's really hard to have a conversation when people are mind reading and giving attributions to language and choices that other people make that aren't real, that are just in your head.
Yeah.
It makes it almost impossible to have a conversation.
No,
if you just cling to that, then where are we going?
Yeah, I don't know where we're going. There's something I've always kind of realized, and it's kind of on full display now. And we're just reliving the late 60s, early 70s here. About being patriotic that got turned into something other than being patriotic.
Yeah.
Or nationalistic.
That's right. Well, nationalism could not be thought of as patriotic. That's anathema. Can't do that. And then patriotic is a word that
I think you could.
Of course you could.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to, though.
You're not allowed to.
Yeah. Right. And then patriotism, no one can even agree what that is. So one group says patriotism is being defiant resisting. And the other says it's no, it's respecting the symbols that people have fought for.
Well, we're
both patriotic.
We're insane. Couple things. We think of this country as better than other countries because it is better than other countries. The same way you would think of the New England Patriots franchise as being better than other teams in the league. Now you can go, oh, wait a minute. They lost the Super Bowl to the Giants. Yes, they did. They lost twice to the Giants. They did. Well, they're 7-3 this year. What about those three losses? Yes. There is no such thing as a team that goes 19-0 every single season and wins the Super Bowl. It happened once with the Miami Dolphins, and that's back when they had a shorter season.
So it was 11-0-0.
Or something. Yeah. They have 12 games or whatever it is. Okay. So what I am saying is this country is better than most countries. And you can go, blah, 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 blah. But good luck with that argument. Good luck with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady argument as well. You can no sooner talk me out of that than tell them. You want to know why? Because I'm alive. I have fucking eyeballs and I have ears and I watch and I see what's going on in the world. And I understand that there are other teams and some are better than others. But there's also a reason why most people want to play for the Patriots. They want to flee their team and sign up for that team because that team's an evil team or because they're a bad team or because everything's equal. If everything's equal, then you want to play for the Browns as much as you want to play for the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we are better than most countries. Good. Fine. I like that. That it gives us something to live up to. Because when you don't feel like you're better than other people, then why take in any refugees or why talk about why innovate? Why come up with clean energy? Why do you know, we don't sit when there's a tsunami that hits Puerto Rico. We don't go, well, what's Mexico doing? You know, we go, what are we? We need to send help. We need to get over there. We need to take care of this thing that hit wherever, did whatever happens. World War I, World War II. We need to do something. Why do we think that way? Because we think we're the same as everyone or lesser than everyone? And why does the rest of the world go, you, America, World War II, get in here. You got to help win it for us. Because we're the same? Because we're no better or worse than anyone else? And if it's not, then why aren't they yelling, Mexico, get in here. We need your help. Or Canada, we need your help. So we are different than most countries. Much like the Patriots, it doesn't guarantee a victory every single Sunday and or for the Super Bowls. And we've lost some Super Bowls. But in general, we're a better franchise than most. I don't know why you wouldn't want to recognize that and why that would even be, I don't know, bigoted or whatever. Oh, 14-0 regular season. Sorry. Final record on, well,
that was Miami.
Oh, Miami was 17-0, 14-0 regular season, 17-0 final record.
That was in 73 or 74?
Two. I think it was 2. Yeah. The undefeated season, yeah.
Go ahead.
2.
Speaking of a better franchise, Butcher Box. We're going to take a call in a minute, but Butcher Box delivers 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork directly to your door on a monthly basis. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed.
Mm-mm.
And all the products, humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. And, of course, you will taste the unbelievable difference between animals raised on a pasture and those fed grain and concentrated feedlots. To see for yourself, go to butcherbox.com, click the banner, enter the code ADS. It's free shipping anywhere in the U.S., not Alaska and Hawaii. There's no commitment. You can cancel anytime. Again, it is 100% grass-fed, finished beef, free range. It's all packaged, and you can freeze it. And when you defrost it, it tastes just so fresh and good. Heritage breed pork, that's that special pork you like, Adam?
Well, it's not the dry other white meat. It's got fat in it, which we now realize is good.
Yeah.
The stuff you remember, the pork chops when you're a kid were so succulent.
Things. Oh, no, but now, I mean, the dry things, yes.
Well,
go ahead.
The pork chops from your childhood.
Yep.
Not my childhood, days of your childhood were succulent and delicious.
Yep.
Then later on in the 80s and 90s, it got all weird and dry
because
it got all the fat out of it, and now it wasn't succulent anymore. This is old school.
Free shipping. See it for yourself. It is butcherbox.com.
All right. So our country's better than your country, but that's good. By the way, Drew, do you think – here's an interesting thought that no one ever really thinks of.
Okay.
Whether it's Mexico or, let's just say, the black community.
Okay.
You don't think I'd love every black person in this country to be gainfully employed, out of prison?
I'd like them all to be millionaires.
Pursuing an education and
I'd like them all to be
potentially employing my son and daughter one day?
Yes.
Or do you think it behooves me to throw them in prison?
No.
And wouldn't I love Mexico to have no narco state, no narco trade, a robust economy, and a place where my son or my daughter could say, you know, I think possibly in the future I might go buy some land in Baja and set up shop out there.
You bet.
Wouldn't I like that?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like that?
Yes.
Isn't it an insanely insulting notion that, like, hey, you're glad? You're not going to sleep till every black teenage male is in prison and every Hispanic is fighting at the border?
I think it's some people.
That's a weird thought,
I think,
right?
Some people believe if somebody makes money, then somebody doesn't make money.
Even just for pure narcissistic, let's just say you're an insane narcissist and you didn't care for black people.
Mm.
Wouldn't you still want every black person gainfully employed and paying tons of taxes and no more prisons?
Sure.
And wildly educated. Just for you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an insane thought. I would love whatever.
That's the part I understand when people get very worried about people making money. It's like, I want everybody to make a lot of money. Everybody.
Of course.
Everybody.
I want no crime.
Yeah.
I want no border scuffles. I want no tunnels. I want no narco trade. I want no cartels. I want none of that. You want none of that. Mm-hmm. I would love, you know, Mexico to take over Canada's economy and triple it, you know, or whatever it is.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
It's the most insulting thing in the world when they go, you're scared of people who look different than you. Like, no, I want everyone who looks different than me to flourish and people who look exactly like me to do well as well.
Whatever
for me.
Well. Yes.
I'm narcissistic. I want the guy who lives across the street and down the street to do wildly well for me.
Yep.
Okay. What is that thought?
Unless you have envy, and then you don't want them to do so well because you don't feel like you're up for it.
Sarah, I'm always up for it, bro.
Yeah.
30, bro. Illinois, bro. What's going on?
I'm fangirling a moment first. I have to say that.
Go ahead.
My grandmother is in her 70s, and I have an aunt in her early 50s with autism.
Oof.
And she started having what I think is a tic a few years ago, like coughing, phlegm, and everything. My grandmother wasn't getting any help from any of her normal doctors. So she took my aunt to a chiropractor, where they started using this natural allergy elimination treatment, NAET.
Oh, boy.
And my grandmother's convinced it's working. Okay. I don't even want to think about how much money they've thrown away on this. And I just can't get through to my grandmother that this is complete BS.
Well, you're saying it's for allergies?
Yes. They
well,
tested my aunt.
Yeah.
They tested her by just touching her with what they think she's allergic with.
Mm-hmm.
And then if her arm raises, it means she's allergic to it.
Well, that is how they do it, right?
By raises, you mean the skin raises?
Yeah. Don't they expose you to something?
No.
Or
she means
literally, they'll take
raise a mark.
If her arm goes up,
for some reason,
the muscles in her arm go up, means she's having a reaction.
That's all they do.
Crazy. They like wrap her up like a mummy then to treat her. They have to put the allergen
all
in
right,
a glass.
So Sarah, let me give you two heads on this. One is, obviously, this is all smoke and hokum. On the other hand,
it's not hurting anything.
No. I mean, true. But most everyone in their fucking nut job allergies are all smoke and hokum, too. None of this bullshit existed 25 years ago. Everyone wasn't allergic to everything. So can you cure a bullshit smoke and hokum allergy with a bullshit smoke and hokum cure? If the answer is yes, then it'll work. Now,
just want to be sure you said there's a lot of phlegm. Did they make sure she doesn't have reflux?
I have not heard them talk about that, no.
Because that's a common cause.
But if the problem is in your head, then we can cure your problem with a non...
Yes, that's true. But get her on some Pepsi. Get her on 40 milligrams of Pepsi. See if that didn't help a little bit more than anything else. Just to see.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I keep telling her there's got to be something else going there.
Well, look, you're... But also, if they're going through a lot of money, then that is an issue.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
I would.
They are. They're comfortable. They're not rich, but they're comfortable, and it's worth it because my grandmother is convinced that she could get my aunt's. She doesn't think her autism will be cured, but she thinks she could get it better for whoever takes care of her after they die.
Oh boy,
she still lives at home, and my mother passed away a few years ago, so it looks like it's going to be me.
Oh my goodness. Well, then maybe you can exert some influence.
Wants to get her. What was that? Sorry.
Maybe you can exert some influence and reassure them you don't need things to be better.
All right. Let me tell you about Brick House Nutrition, Field of Greens. Oh, don't Drew, what is this right here?
It's a Field of Greens drink.
Most supposedly healthy green drinks are actually packed with sugar and made from extracts instead of real food. The team of physicians from Brick House Nutrition developed a real superfood specially designed to enhance your health. Field of Greens, I talked to these guys on the phone about this quite extensively. It's the first real superfood that's actually made from real food instead of extracts. One scoop, and the scoop comes in the little sort of pug. It's a sort of short boy container. The scoop is in there. One scoop, full serving of real certified vegan, vegetarian, and USDA organic fruits and vegetables, complete with antioxidants, and you mix it up, and Bob's your uncle. Visit brickhouseads.com. Use the promo code ADS for 15% off your first order. They have other good items there as well. Brickhouseads.com, promo code ADS. I talked to these guys. They're doctors, and they make a hell of a product. I got it right in front of me.
I worry, you know, back to Sarah's thing there with her niece or her cousin. if it really is a ripoff, you might consider contacting the state medical board because that sounds very suspicious.
Yeah, I don't know, Drew. I have gone to not exactly this, but I've gone to a chiropractor before in my life. I don't fully get it. Maybe it's just me, but I have found a trip to the chiropractor versus a trip to the masseuse. I'll take the masseuse every time. I'm not saying they're not certain people who need it. I've never found it particularly effective. I feel like good mental health, good exercise, good diet, and the occasional trip to get the old rub down, not too shabby. You know my masseuse joke, Drew?
Mm.
I didn't say it out loud, but I thought about it.
When you were getting a massage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think it could be a good massage-related joke.
Okay. I'm ready.
Last time I got a massage, I said, how's the pressure? And I thought, which one? The pressure not to fart or the pressure not to turn over with a boner? Because that's the two pressures that I'm under right now.
Those are the two most concerning pressures.
That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, in terms of what you're doing to my trapezoids, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
It's really not farting for 50 minutes and not turning over with a boner at some point.
Yeah.
Those are my two greatest pressures.
I would argue those are the most troubling pressures anyway.
It's so funny when I would argue that constantly asking how the pressure is interrupting my relaxation, which is fine. I like where your head's at, but after the third one, let's just move forward.
I've never found that they could exert enough pressure, like too much. Too much is not on the.
There's
the
a
menu.
Version where they find that lump, like in your back, and they start working
with
it
the
with
elbow
their elbow.
Yeah, I like
and they,
that though.
You do?
Yeah.
When they really start working that ball around, feels like there's a golf ball under there, and they're just working it.
That's theoretically what you're going in there for,
I guess. And then they're explaining to you what they found.
Yeah.
I had a masseuse once after it was a weird thing. Like I got like
a boner.
I got a boner. No, it was a woman. I got like dental surgery maybe a week earlier, and I got beat up a little in a sparring match, like really nailed in the ribs, like badly. And one other like kind of physical thing. And she was like giving me a massage, and she was like, do you have any recent dental work done? I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. Did you take some trauma to your ribs or something? I guess, you know, you can do the math on that. But she basically called out like three things that I had done to myself or someone else had done to me in the past week. I thought it was pretty intuitive. Not intuitive, observant.
Yeah. No, I listen, don't underestimate the ability of people to sort of tune to people's bodies with their hands. And there's maxillofacial massages and things, all kinds of interesting stuff that can release emotions. There's a lot of good stuff to be done that way.
I am down with that, by the way. And it's the holiday season. Go get yourself a massage. And if you're going to pay for it with a credit card, you better get LifeLock. The Better Business Bureau warns to watch out for holiday scammers, bogus emails with links to lookalike websites, social media gift exchanges, plus grandparent scams. Scammers target seniors posing as family members claiming they have an urgent issue and they require money. Do not do that. It's the holidays. You're out there. You're making purchases. You're exposed. You're booking travel. You're exposed. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has the power of Norton Security to protect your devices against any cyber threats. Let's get 2019. Let's protect ourselves with LifeLock. Am I right, Drew?
Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help you look out for threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an additional 15% off your first year. That is promo code Adam for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
All right. You can check me and Adam Ray out at Flappers in Burbank December 18th. We're doing Adam Carolla's Unprepared up on stage. You can check out the Carolla Christmas Crate over Carolla Drinks. Say hi to Lynette over there. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all that you need. Good swag over there, too. Live dates and everything. Drew, what do you got?
DrewDrew.com. Check out the family cards. And also, don't forget my Instagram at DrDrewPinsky.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Stick around for the AP News.